Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. Well, today, guys, I want to start the show by saying welcome to everyone. I can see we've got a nice chat room going on so far, so wonderful. But I want to start the show by saying this is day three. Day three for me and Kerry to be giving up the cigarettes. And, you know, guys, it's not even hard work. That's my opinion. And Kerry's opinion, because we have what we call these electric cigarettes. They're absolutely fantastic, I must say. So all those out there that smokers, pick up on these electric cigarettes. They're fantastic. You put the liquid in it, and it's like as if you haven't given up the cigarettes, but you have. Anyway, you can go over to my Facebook page and send us all your congratulations, if you like, for day three. And then day four and day five, it's Mike Davis Medium, or even Kerry Medium Car. Go over there and send us all your best wishes, because I think we need them. But so far, so good. Anyway, today's show, well, I got an amazing show lined up for you. Guys, you want to hold on to your seats. We have the fantastic gentleman here with us. He hasn't been on Mike Spirit for a while, for quite some time, due to unforeseen circumstances at the time. But it's going to be my pleasure and honour to introduce to you Ralph Keaton. Hiya, Ralph.
Hiya, Mike, and congratulations on your 3 days so far.
Oh, thank you so much, Ralph. It's you know, these electric cigarettes, they are fantastic. You know, when I first had one, I thought, what on earth is that contraption? I can't suck on that.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, Ralph, whoever invented these, I want to go and shake their hand, because I've been a smoker for, 20 years or so. And, you know, these are fantastic. I haven't had a cigarette since then.
How do they work then, Mike? Is it like it's a liquid that you breathe in? Is that what it's...
Yeah, kind of. It's you put the liquid in, and you know, Ralph, the best thing about it, you get flavoured liquids. I've actually got menthol and Red Bull, believe it or not.
Ah, God, yeah.
So every time I suck on one of these things, it's a Red Bull flavour. It's fantastic. I can't fault it one little bit.
Right. Well, I do like the Red Bull flavour anyway, but not necessarily through a cigarette, but there we go.
Well, I can show you one thing, Ralph. If you did smoke, I would say have one of these Red Bull electric cigarettes, because they are fantastic. You know, Ralph, you know, for me, it was day one of first thing in the morning, giving up the cigarettes. It was so hard because, you know, normally, and I'll be honest with you, normally is first thing in the morning, it's really difficult.
Yeah.
And I'm always looking for a cigarette before I actually get out of bed, because, you know, it's the first thing I need to do is grab a cigarette and smoke it. Mm-hmm. Day one was like, oh, here we go. I got out of bed. I grabbed one of these cigarettes, these electric ones, and I thought, you need. And you know what, Ralph? From then on, it's been the same ever since. I don't need them. Don't need a cigarette. I got my electric one, and I'm happy with that. And today was the biggest challenge of all, because every Sunday... as you know, Ralph, it's a busy day on a Sunday for me, because it's getting the kids back home to their mums, and then down my sister's for dinner. I can't miss my Sunday dinner. And then it's on the Bridge Radio, and then it's Mike Spirit FM Radio. So it's a busy day. But the challenge was today was because my sister, my niece, and my nephew smokes, and they were all around us smoking. And you know, Ralph, I was laughing because I'm more content with my electric cigarette than ever.
Yeah, do you know, I know, I've two other friends that use these, and it's, I must admit, it's strange to see them because they look very real. And they've got the one where when you breathe it in, the little end lights up on a red, in a red way. So it's kind of really strange. But they're all doing really well on them, and they've never touched a cigarette, I think, for over a year or so. So I think they're a good thing, very good thing.
Well, I want to go and shake their hands. I really do. Because you know, I mean, Paul in the chat room is quite right. It's a habit, and you just got to break it. Yes, you have. And but psychologically, though, Ralph, it's a bit difficult than just breaking a habit, isn't it?
Yeah, yes, it is, because I know that the kind of they become addictive. But I'm not a smoker, so in a way I can't quite understand how. But from listening to people, I can sense from it that it can be quite addictive. And there's certain times in the day when you would use a cigarette or certain situations. So yeah, I can see the good side of it. So yeah, very good.
Well, Ralph, I think that's enough about me and my cigarettes and. smoking this and smoking that, which is all cool.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I can't believe we've got you on air, Ralph Keaton. Wow, absolutely amazing, Ralph. Let's hear all about you.
I sound like a mystery man, Mike. It's just it's just been a strange year so far, through circumstances beyond my own control and one or two other things. But yeah, it's been a very good year so far. Obviously, you know that every year I'm running the big Psychic Rendezvous convention where we get people from all over the country, the public, to come and actually take part in different types of shows. This year we've got Friday night, which is the 7th of March. We've got Ross Bartlett, 21-year-old, who I had the pleasure of working with on the BBC with a programme I did with him, who's doing a stand-up show,
okay,
a mediumship show. He's kind of like an Earth's Angel, that's how he presents himself. And then on the Saturday, very, very pleased to say, we've got Gordon Smith. Probably better known as the Psychic Barber, but he's taken kind of a dip out of his tour, and he's quite nicely said he would come and do the main stage show for me on Saturday night. So that's really nice of him.
It is, really is nice. And you know, Ralph, speaking of the Psychic Rendezvous, I was there not last year, the year before, wasn't I?
Yes.
And that's where we met. Because I know on this station we give, I think it was 10 pairs of tickets away.
That's right.
And, you know, Kelly's already got the your Facebook up there in the chat room and the Psychic Rendezvous website there. And I must urge everyone, go on to that website because it's packed with information, Ralph, isn't it?
It is. Sorry, Mike.
No, that's fine. No, it's packed with information and it's packed with all of those people that's going to be there next year. Doing their bit, if you like, so to speak. And should we let a little secret out now, Ralph, or should we keep it for a little while?
No, you can talk about it. Go on.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be there next year.
Yes.
And people will be able to come and watch me work and let me show you how it's done.
Yeah, you're going to be running a workshop or a development class, whichever way you want to put that, on the Sunday the 9th. So we're gonna get you on to the site. You'll be on, and we'll give you a full coverage on that. Be nice to see you there. Be nice to see you working with that, Mike.
Most definitely, and it'll be nothing more than an honour and a privilege to work alongside you and everyone else that's a part of our rendezvous there, Ralph. It really will. But you know, all our listeners, you're not going to be left out. Not one of them is going to be left out, Ralph, are they?
No. We're going to be running some competitions as well. Actually, you know, I forgot to mention that, but we're going to get some competitions going so that some of your listeners can actually win some free tickets and things, which I'll organise with you shortly.
Yeah.
But the shows themselves and the exhibition. There's an exhibition running alongside the two main shows at night, which have various exhibitors from crystals to tarot readers to mediums as well, various light workers, all sorts, and they're all there for the public to go and interact with, go and talk to.
Yeah, so it's going to be a fun-packed day and a fun-packed night as well, isn't it?
It is, and the nice thing for me is this year I've taken a jump off the stage for a while to actually come out and meet people. I want to say hello to everybody. I want to get to know what people like, what they don't like, because we're taking the show now. We're looking at moving it around the country, down to London, across into Wales, going around up into Scotland and things. So we're going to start moving it around. So I need to meet people and say hello.
Okay. Well, I know that we got somebody in our chat room again that was actually there last week and quite a celebrity status, actually, there, Ralph. I imagine you've heard of him, and everybody in the UK have heard of the Psychic Bikers. Have you heard of the Psychic Bikers?
Oh, yes, I have, yes.
Psychic Biker. Yes. And I believe it's Paul.
Yes.
And Paul is actually listening to the show. So, hi, Paul. And maybe, you never know, Ralph, maybe we can get Paul involved in some way.
Get him to Paul. Turn up. Say hello. Come on. What I'm doing with this is I'm really trying to broaden the aspects of everything. It's really, I want to put a show on that people can interact with more. There are shows out there and there are other things on, but not quite like this.
Okay, so we'll see if Paul will come on. Actually, well, Paul is in the chat room. Paul, oh, there we are. I was just going to say, why didn't Paul type us in the chat room? And he has.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Another extreme ghost hunter as a company. Okay, that's fine. But it would be nice for Paul to come along and say hi and just to meet us all, isn't it, Ralph?
It is, yeah. That's what I want to do with the shows. It's a meet and greet thing.
Of course, you know, I enjoyed that when I was at the Psychic Rendezvous last time to meet and greet everyone. And just to, do what took me back, and I was only just the other day saying this to Kerry, what took me back was a lady. As soon as I turned up, your beautiful partner came up to me and said, Mike, there's somebody here that wants to meet you. And I was like, oh, okay. Oh, that's nice. You know how it is. And your partner went off and found this lady who has been on my Facebook page for as many years as I can remember. And been listening to these shows for as long as they've been going out live. Because all she wanted was a photograph of me. Isn't that so nice?
Oh, that's fantastic. That's really nice.
And she wanted a photograph and shake my hand and just say hi to me. And, you know, it was such an honor. And I felt so it was nice that, you know, she actually wanted to meet me that day and just have a photo. So, and that was Lynn, and I'm sure that Lynn wouldn't mind me saying her name live on air. So, Lynn, that was fantastic, and hope that we can meet next year as well. And when is it next year, Ralph? Just remind us.
Well, we've got the 7th, 8th, and 9th of March, and it's based in Stoke-on-Trent, right bang in the middle of the country, and it's at the Moat House Hotel. It's actually Josiah Wedgwood's home. So this is one of the reasons why we placed it there, because it's obviously got quite a spiritual thing there as well going on. But it's a good 3 days. You can either have a breakfast, you find your own place, you just kind of fit into where you want to fit into it, and that's the whole idea of it.
Okay, so I can't think of anything more to say on there, Ralph, except keep watching, keep listening to...
Yeah, the website itself, Mike, is it's growing in many different ways. What we've done on there is there's questions and answer sheets for people if they're curious about spirit. There's a news report on there talking about ghost hunting or things that have been involved with the public. The site contains information about different psychics, who they are, exhibitors as well. There's information about which exhibitors are there, what they do. There's links to their websites. That part of the site is growing and growing and growing. There's my own Facebook chat room as well, which is on there, where we do little readings and chats to everybody and we answer questions. So there's a variety of things that everybody gets on with. But the main thing is, Mike, it's about everybody else. It's not... what I'm trying to do with it is get it rolling, but I'm hoping that people will get involved rather than me always getting involved, because there's a lot of people out there who want to ask questions, and not necessarily of you or I, but of each other.
Of course, definitely, you know, and there's always lots of people that want to know certain things about things in life itself, isn't there?
Yes. And I'll tell you something else as well, which I find really fascinating. I'm never too old to learn from somebody else. And it's amazing. There's a young lady came to see me yesterday. We're on a ghost hunt. And she was telling me how she does her meditations. And I was sat listening to her thinking, what a really nice way of doing things. And I hadn't thought of that way of doing it. So it just shows you that you're never too old to listen and learn. And that's one of the things I want to do, is pass on what everybody's doing. So that's the idea of the show, Mike, to be honest.
Well, you know, Ralph, I know that we spoke a little bit off air just now, and you know, I was saying to you about, I just started up a new development group, and I'll tell you where it is, Ralph, because I know that these people are listening. It's at Port Talbot Spiritualist Church, an absolutely lovely church, a place where I feel at home. You know when you go into these places and you feel at home once you go in there?
Yes.
It's one of them places, you know, that I really do feel at home as soon as I walk in there. And, you know, I started up the development class there. And, you know, that's the first thing I said to everyone. Now, you are here to learn. And also, I am here to learn off you.
Yes.
Because it doesn't matter how long I've been doing this. And I know I've been doing it 21 years now. I still will learn off somebody that hasn't got an idea, first idea about spiritualism. I'll learn as they learn. And we all develop the same as we're developing together. And it's like a side-by-side road, isn't it? And I believe the same as you. I can be in it for 70, 80 years and still learn about spiritualism, which is fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah, because there's always another way or another thought pattern, and that's what's lovely about it. And, you know, the world that we're living in, Mike, is a sharing world. I mean, at the end of the day, we meet and greet spirits and energies. We're passing on information, and that's a sharing mode, and that's what I love about it. I think it's great.
Most definitely. Well, Ralph, I know that our call list is actually filling up as we speak, which is fantastic. I hope people are not ringing to win the tickets just yet, because we haven't sorted nothing out just yet. We'll have a competition, I think, Ralph.
Yes, and I shall be talking to you about that probably after the show or in a due course, yeah.
And then maybe you can come back on to the show and we'll run the competitions together or something like that. I mean, that sounds fantastic. It really does.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, I'm looking forward to that. And, you know, Ralph, you know, a lot of people saying, oh, well, I couldn't go because I'm in America or I'm in Canada or something. Then there's no reason for it to be a boundary, is there?
No, and I'm going to tell you something. 3 years ago, when I ran a smaller show, I had a lady fly in from Los Angeles. She decided to come over, and it was fantastic to meet her. And I've got, I know two ladies that are coming in from France to come to this new one. So it just shows you that you can come in from anywhere, and it's that you've got the same thoughts, same patterns. So.
Of course. Well, Ralph, before we go to the phone lines, I know my producer's in the background are screaming at me saying, you need to go to your music break. So we're going to do just that. So let me press this button and say enjoy.
Everything you have me down, but I got
Perry. You're going to hear me roar. Do you like that one, Ralph?
Oh, I love that one. I think it's really good.
No, fantastic choice of music there, really is. I love that one.
Yeah, I do. It's like the, I always think of that as like an inner you, the roar inside you, you know, the growth of you growing up.
Most definitely. Well, Ralph, so shall we go to the phone lines?
Yes, that's fine.
You've got lots of people online at the moment, and you know, if you do want to call in, there is still time for you to call in. The numbers you need to dial, if you are dialing in the USA, it's 760-283-4611. Or if you are outside of the USA, so that's anywhere in the world outside the USA, you need to prefix 001, then 760-283-4611. Or if you are wanting to call in and you're thinking it's going to cost me a fortune to call in because it's an international call, simply go to www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM, and that's where you will take us to the show page. Right at the top of the show page there, you will see a Skype icon. Skype to Skype calls, as we know, Ralph, is free. Press that button, you come straight into the studio for free. Simple as. And our first caller, we do have Teresa. Hi, Teresa, are you there with us?
Yeah.
Teresa, can I ask you where you're calling from there?
Wales.
From Wales, from the UK. So, Ralph, are you okay to take this caller, mate?
I am, yes.
Okay, well, Ralph, Teresa, it's all over to you.
Hi, Teresa.
Hi.
So, can you speak up a little bit? I just can't hear you quite well.
Yeah, is that okay?
Hi, Teresa. I'll tell you what I'm getting from you straight away. I'm getting a love loss from you, you know. Like I've got a gentleman seems to be sitting near you and around you.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you? And I'm pulling fairly close to you as well. Like I need to support you.
Yeah.
And it feels like, you see, the man would stand taller than you as well.
Yes, he would.
Yeah. It's really. I can't. My heart's beating like mad. So. And I know this gentleman loved you to bits and would have talked to you quite a bit as well. Are you sitting a lot? I get the feeling of you sitting a lot.
Well, lately, yes. I have been sitting down more often.
Right. I don't know whether that's in contemplation, whether you're thinking about things, but it does seem as though you... are you going over past things? This is what I'm getting the feeling of.
I'm not quite sure you're on board with that one.
Did you say it again, sorry?
I'm not quite sure what you think about that one.
It feels like you're reflecting on things.
Yes, I am, yeah.
Right, okay. So when you reflect on things like this, you bring forward memories. And what I want to bring forward a memory of you is, there seems to be either you sitting on a hillside looking at the sea or sitting on the side of a bank where I can see the sea.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Okay, and I've got him with you. And I've also got him arms around you. So I'm talking about a very loving man.
Yeah, he was a very loving man, yeah.
Yeah, and a very careful man as well. What I want to sort of say, not only just with you, but I seem to be the same with the money, with the way the house is, the way things are. So I'm always going to look after people, make sure everybody's safe. Family is important.
Yeah. Yeah, okay? Family was safe. Yeah,
And I've got the feeling from him as well that too quick. Everything was too quick.
It was too quick, yeah.
Yeah, but one thing we must remember in spirit life is the fact that even though it was too quick, his journey to spirit is here as well, quick. And he's back to you very quickly.
Yeah.
Have you still got cards up or something? What are the cards that are up?
I've got his photos
up. Right, okay. And is there one not in a frame? It seems to be free.
It was free up until last night.
Well, there we go. Right, okay. So there's a recognition of him standing with you and being with you. I get a lot of, and this is going to sound strange, but I get a lot of hot drinks with you as well.
Yes, he likes his cup of tea.
Right, okay. Yeah, because he's making me very thirsty. This is what, and I like him for that. Can I say I want to stand up as a very tall, proud man?
He was a cold man, yeah.
Yeah, and I have a lot of... I tell you what I like with him. I'm careful with my words, so I always sounded like I knew what I was talking about.
Yeah.
And I like outside. I want to be fresh air.
Yes, he did like going out.
Uh-huh. Can I say that he stands with you and he's got his arm around you quite regular?
Yes, thanks.
And I think somewhere down the line here, you've seen him. I feel like you've caught the reflection of him or you've caught the sight of him.
I've caught his shadow, but I wasn't quite sure what the shadow was.
Right. It was definitely him. I'm confirming it to you, okay? This is what I'm trying to say. Is the smile to his face one-sided? Was there a slight... Wasn't a full grin? Like, did you understand what I mean?
Yeah, that was him.
Who's got the curly hair, you or him?
He did.
Right, okay. Because I want to curl my hair now as well. I've got lovely eyes. Were they light green or something?
No, that's me, blue.
You're the blue?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Then he must have commented on these quite a bit.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
Commented on this quite a bit. The sensation and feelings that I want to pass on to you are this. You need to be comforted by the fact that he's with you. He stays with you. He won't wander too far away from you neither. A very homely person, so I do like the area I'm in. I don't know whether it was a small village he was in, but it feels like a small community. So to him, he knew people.
Yeah, he did. He spoke to a lot of people around him.
Yeah? Where's the walking stick?
I got his walking stick.
Have you got it with you now?
Yeah, I've kept it. I got it with me.
Right. It's kind of like a connection to him. So whenever you're holding that, whenever you're thinking about that, there's your connection to him. You'll keep it with him. There seems to be a broken watch as well connected to him.
Yes, I got his broken watch.
Right, okay. That is a very, very strong spirit. Do you know that?
Yeah.
And do you know what he's doing to me at the moment? He's poking me in the side.
That was him.
Yeah? He's poking me. So I don't know whether that's a bit of fun or he's just telling me he's here, but that's what he's doing to me.
No, it's a bit of fun. When he's sitting there, he's giving me a little poke on the side.
What a lovely man. I seem to have missed his birthday. So it must have passed before his birthday.
He missed the birth of the granddaughter.
Right, okay, do apologise. Okay, I get a birth thing, fine. Well, that's all going to be rectified because what he does now is he sees through your eyes. Whatever you see, he sees, and he's going to see this. Can I say there's a particular smell with him, you know?
It was, yeah.
Yeah, it's a very earthy smell. It's a lovely smell, but it's what I call a manly smell. It's one of those smells that you smell, and it will remind you of him, and that's going to be put around you.
Yeah.
Are you looking out the window?
No, I'm not looking out the window. I'm sitting by the window.
You sit right, okay. You can see what I know he's with you because he's talking about the window, you see. It's like there must be a nice scene out there, a lovely little scene.
No, he just said that I was looking at the street.
You've just had what, sorry?
Probably the garden. He's looking at the garden, probably.
Ah, right, okay. That could be his way of saying there's a scene, but I know you're there because he's standing there with you right now. Okay? And you want to feel comfort from that rather than discomfort from it. It's a lovely, lovely feeling. The man's protective of you. Very, very... Yeah? I also want to tell you something. He laughs and giggles a certain way you do things because it makes him smile. There's he was very direct in what he wanted to do.
He was very direct what he wanted, yeah.
Okay, but I don't think he was very good at giving you instructions, which made him smile.
Mm-hmm.
He's got, yeah, he's got a lovely way with him. Yeah, so, I mean, what you need to know is this. He stands with you, walks with you, talks with you. He still does that now. Okay. And you don't need to worry about where you think he is because he's never that far away from you. I know there's other family members, but he's quite contented in making sure you're safe.
Yeah, he was, Miss Johnson.
Yeah?
That was what he did.
I also want to stop you thinking and wondering where he is and what's happening with him. Because people have told you he's with you, but I don't think you believe it.
But people have told me he's with me. It's just, I do believe it. It's just sometimes it's like, well, where are you? Why am I? Why can't I see you?
The unfortunate thing about sight is that it takes quite a lot of time for them to help you visualize them. It's quicker for them to use your senses. One of the first things that anybody learns to do is to use the senses. He's trying to do that with you, but you will eventually see him full on, and I'll tell you how. You'll more than likely see him in a dream, and it'll feel very real.
I have seen him in a dream once, yes.
Right. Those dreams are what we call psychic dreams. They're real dreams, and that's what he'll do with you for the time being. It's safer for him. You're more relaxed. That's what the part about it is. But you must know he's there. You must know he's there. I get the feeling with him as well, you know, that he did like to wear a collar and tie and a suit.
No.
It's the feeling of, I know you're saying no, but I'm getting the feeling with him that it made him feel smart. Important.
He did seem smart when he wore a shirt and a tie. He was very, very, really wore one.
Yeah, this is it. This is how he's presenting himself to me, just to show you that it really is an important day today for him to say hello to you. Okay.
Yeah.
Did he wear a yellow shirt, or you a yellow shirt, or something?
No, I can't call a yellow shirt. I can call a yellow vest.
Oh, it's a yellow vest. Okay. Because I'm getting that through. And it's a strange colour to wear, but that's another thing he's giving to me, to give to you.
Right.
Yeah? Are you after anything in particular? Because it seems like you've more questions than answers in a lot of things.
No, not really. It's just... Right. I think he's just put my mind at ease, really.
Yeah.
Just, you know, he's still there and still around.
Well, I'm hoping that you realise that because of what he's telling you, that he's trying to give you some comfort here and make you feel more at ease with what's happened. I mean, I know when somebody passes over and they move away like this, it's always a strange feeling. But you'll know when he's there with you. You'll get the sensations and the smells, Teresa, because... it's what he wants you to know about, and they're personal to you.
Yeah.
Okay. Please keep the photograph close by, but more importantly, the stick. That's a connection to him.
Yeah, I got a stick.
Good. Good. Is that okay for you, Teresa?
Yes, okay. Lovely, thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much for listening to me, and thank you for calling in.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you, Teresa, and thank you, Ralph. And I must say, Ralph, absolutely fantastic reading there, because Teresa is my sister, and I do apologize for dumping that one upon you.
Right.
And as all our listeners would know, that my brother-in-law, Gwyn, hasn't long passed away, and that was Gwyn you was connecting to. So I must say, well done, Ralph, and thank you very much for that.
Mike, listen, absolutely my pleasure, and I'm pleased to do that. But the there's a good side to that, because he did say to her that everybody'd been telling her that he's there, and that's probably would have been you telling her that he's there.
Correct.
She's
yeah.
Not quite taking it in, but thankfully, because I didn't know that. That's a lovely thing to confirm to her, really. Oh, please.
Most definitely, and not just myself, but Kerry as well, and many others have said, you know, that he'd always be there. But again, thank you very much there, Ralph. So maybe it's time for me to do a reading now, and you to put your feet up.
Okay, I will do.
I know that we've got another UK caller here, and I'm going to just bring you in. I know that your area code is 0180, and say hi. Can we take your name there, please?
Chris.
Chris. Hi, Chris. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Devon.
From Devon. Ah, I thought I recognised the UK number. Chris, can I ask you of what the reason was that you called in for there?
Well, you just came up on Facebook, and I just felt it would be really good to have a little reading. That was all, really. I don't have any particular questions at the moment.
That's fine, Chris. Perfect. Well, let me make a link to the spirit world, and we'll see where we're going. Is that okay for you?
That's lovely. Thank you.
Okay, because I know, see, instantly as I'm talking to you, I've got a lady that joins me here from the spirit world. And as this lady joins me, I know that she makes me aware towards the end of her life that definitely her hands kept going numb, because I know that my hands are going numb as I'm speaking to you, almost if I'm having difficulty in gripping hold of things towards the end of my life. I know that this lady would have been confined or restricted there before she passed on to the spirit world, because I know I'm aware I want to sit down with her, and I believe that's where she would have been towards the end of her life there. I do believe I do believe I want to link this lady towards your mum's side of your family, because I feel a very strongly pulled towards your mum's side. I do believe I want to wrap my arms so tight around you at the moment here, Chris. So it would be like a mother, grandmother link here, as I'm aware of this lady. So do you understand of this lady as your mum or your grandmum there in the spirit world?
Yeah, I think it's my mum.
Okay, bless your heart. And what I'd be right in saying to you there, with your mum, you must have been with your mum for some time before she passed, because she makes me aware that there was plenty of people around her that supported her in this life before she went on to the spirit world. Is that right?
That's right, yes.
Okay, Chris, I know I've got your mum that joins us, okay? And see, as your mum joins us, she makes me aware that there's been some upset, there's been a little bit of hurt in your life at the moment. Do you understand that there's been some tears that's been shed at the moment?
Yes.
And see, as I'm aware of these tears, I'm aware that, I don't really want to say what I have to say, but I have to, because otherwise I wouldn't be doing my job properly. But, you know, sometimes you've got to let people stand on their own two feet and let them fall flat, and just let them know that you're there behind them to support them after the event. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And I believe, see, of where you are, that you've been trying to shade them, you've been trying to look after them then in a way that hold them all together, hold them all up. And it's almost like as if your mum says to me here that you have been like the one that's trying to hold everything together. And that's where the hurt, that's where the upset comes into it, because you feel, and please excuse me if it's not right, but I think it isn't. Well, in fact, I know it is. That you feel as if you're letting people down there, Chris. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Because she says to me, stop feeling as if you're letting anyone down, okay? Because I know that you're not, because, you know, all you can do is give your best. And whenever you do your best and it's not good enough, then you can't do nothing about it, because you've done your best. It's only not good enough to those that can't see how much you're putting into it. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Okay, and so what your mum's advice or what she's come to say to you is, never mind what everybody else thinks of you. You do what you feel is right, and that's all you can do, because I know that you have a full support there from the spirit world, because that's the way she would have been in this life. Very much of a supportive lady, the kind of lady that wants to hold everything there together for you, and just say to you, you know, so long as her strength is behind you, you'll do whatever you need to achieve in this life. Does that make sense there to you, Chris?
Yeah, I think so.
Perfect. Now, I know as well that she wants me to say that when she was here, that she was very similar to that in her character. She would like to hold it all together, wouldn't she?
Yes, she would.
Okay. Yeah, and it's like role reversal going on, that you're kind of filling in that void of where mum has kind of left, because you're kind of stepping into mum's shoes then, if you want, to take the ease the burden off everybody else, okay? And your mum just wants me to say that you're doing a good job. But first things first, you have to look after yourself. Now, there's a gentleman that joins your mum, and I believe that this gentleman is again, he's closely connected there to you. I know when he passed from this life, he makes me aware it was his heart that gave in, and I know that he makes me aware that there were several conditions he could have passed with at that time, but I know it was the heart that took him in the end, he makes me aware. Now, I'm also aware to say to you that before he passed, he would have tried to keep as busy and as active as he could, even though he knew he had to take things easier, and he did take it easy, but just a little bit at a time, he tells me. I done it a bit at a time. Do you understand of this?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. And what do you understand of the gentleman you're thinking of? He's quite rounded in his features, because I know that's the thing that draws me to him. He's quite rounded in his features. He makes me aware of being very polite in my mannerism, because that's the way he would have been, quite polite in his mannerism. And I believe the kind of man that, if he had something to say, he would say it no matter what, because he says it needed to be said. Do you understand of this, Chris?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and would I be right in saying that this is like your father, please, because I'm aware of saying father?
Yes.
Okay, see, because I know your father steps into the... So isn't that lovely that your mum and dad comes here together? And, you know, it's like, you know, I want to be able to support you, like a set of crutches, if you like, from the spirit world, to aid you through this time in your life. So know that your mum and dad is there with you. Chris, I know that you are aware of the spirit world yourself in some way. There is that right?
Yes.
See, because I know that there's an awareness there with you. You understand the spirit world. And in some way, you kind of walk within the guidance of the spirit world yourself. Is that right?
It is, yes.
Okay, perfect. And Chris, will I be right in saying to you there as well that, you must work for the spirit world in some way. So that awareness has grown to an understanding. Is that right? You interact with them yourself.
Yes, I do. I try.
Well, you know, me and Ralph will agree there. We all still try, and so am I, and so is Ralph. You know, all we can do is our best, Chris. But I know that your mum and dad have stepped close into your vibration there, because, you know, I'm being told it's lovely to interact there with you and know that they are close into your vibration. But why would I say to you that you feel as if you're going backwards in your development a little bit? Do you understand that you feel as if things are a bit difficult in your life at the moment? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And, you know, you're blaming yourself for that, Chris, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Okay, because I'm being told, you know, you shouldn't be blaming yourself. Because, again, if you give it your best, that's all you can do. Do you understand of that?
Yeah.
Chris, I could spend hours with you. I really could, because I know it's such a lovely energy to work with. It really is. But, you know, please call back again, you know, as many times as you want. Obviously not today, because we're not going to pick up your call again today, because we've got such a long time. But, you know, please feel free and call in again. But, you know, remember, you can always download a copy of this reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and simply go over to www.blogtalkradio.com/Mike Spirit FM. I know it sounds a lot, but it'll be in my Facebook page for Mike Davis Medium. If you've seen the advertisement on Facebook, you can click that. And actually, you can listen again to the show, but you can also download it, where you can keep a copy of that reading for yourself for as long as you want.
That's brilliant. Thank you.
No problem at all. A pleasure is all ours. Chris, I want to say thank you very much for calling. So download that copy and keep it there for yourself. I say thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Bye. Well, Ralph, two lovely readings there, I must say, isn't it?
Yes, that was lovely. That's fantastic.
You know, I know that we do have more UK people on, and we'll try and get to them as soon as we can. But now I know that we need to go to another music break. My producer in the background is, again, pointing there to me. So I know I have to go to that music break. And, well, I'm sure that you, Ralph, will enjoy this one.
Still feel the way you want me when you hold me. I can still hear the words you whispered when you told me. I can stay right here forever in your arms. And there ain't no way I'm letting you go now. And there ain't no way. And there ain't no how to be that day. Keeping you forever and for always. We will be together all of our days.
Recognize the voice.
Okay, I'll tell you who it was Shania Twain.
That's it. I knew the voice. Yeah, fantastic.
Absolutely amazing song, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
And I was chosen by Kerry tonight because I know that Kerry. Well, you listened to it just the other day, Kerry, and you said that you enjoyed it, didn't you? It was first time for a long time to listen to that. But anyway, it's not for me yapping on. I just briefly want you to tell me about the rendezvous next year. It's what date was it, Rolf?
It's the 7th, 8th and 9th of March 2014. And it's at Stoke-on-Trent in the UK. And it's got various mediums, exhibitors. There'll be a mass amount of people, including a guy called Mike Davis, who's going to be doing a workshop there, and myself.
Okay, wonderful. And that's going to be a chance for people to meet you.
Yes.
Me.
And yourself, and
many others.
There's Gordon Smith turning up. There's a young 21-year-old psychic called Ross Bartlett, who again, I worked with on BBC when we did a programme together. So it's going to be quite a fussy, lovely venue.
Okay, perfect. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines there, Ralph. And, well, I know this one because there's a Skype caller, and I know it's a UK caller. I know her name is Alcia, and I must say, Ralph, you're going to have some fun. Alcia, you're there with us this week, sweetheart.
Hello.
Hi, Alcia. Alcia, I'm going to hand you straight over to Ralph, and Ralph, this is Alcia.
Hi, is it Alcia?
Yes, darling.
Right, okay. Where are you calling from?
Swansea.
You're in Swansea, okay.
Yeah.
What would your question be?
I don't know. My mind's gone blank now.
Oh, it's quite all right. Can I tell you something? Are there a pair of sisters in Spirit World that are close to you or near you?
They're not sisters.
But they would have been like sisters, because I feel like the two of them would have been joined at the hip, I would say.
Yes.
Yeah? Because I've got both of them talking to me and talking to you.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I've got this really, really funny feeling that these two would have out-talked you.
Yes.
What's lovely about this is that the feeling I've got with you as well is of a small property, a small house. What I'm getting the feeling of is a terraced house, like a small terraced house. I've got the sensation of it. A hill? Are you on a hill?
I'm on a hill, and I'm a terraced house, yeah.
Ah, fantastic.
Semi-detached on the end.
Right, okay. I'm going to tell you that these two ladies are going to cause havoc in your house tonight, which is really lovely, but they're going to be doing it for a nice reason. Both these two want to literally put their arms around you and comfort you and give you some support. Okay, but I do think that you're quite an independent lady anyway. You've got your own thoughts.
Yes.
Yeah? And you, what you're going to feel with these two ladies, now I've got a feeling that there's some time passed with these two as well. Yes. So they're a distance apart.
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes.
Ah, that's okay. You're a lady of knowledge.
Well, I didn't say that.
Very modest of you, but I get the feeling that you do know a fair few things. You can understand people. You get a sensation of people. And I get the feeling that if you like somebody, you like somebody. If you don't like somebody, that's your mind made up. One of these ladies seems to be talking about a cough, having a bad cough.
Yes.
Which I think led on to a lot of other things. But she seems to be, she would wanted to have always sat sideways on a chair, would have always wanted to have at least looked at you and talked to you directly.
Yes.
I also get the sensation of there being a loss of at least two or three rings. So either you're putting rings down or you're losing rings.
Yes, I am.
Yeah? Go on.
Yes, I've lost quite a bit of jewellery.
Okay. In a lot of cases, spirit tend to take these things as because we have a lot of memories connected to them. The two ladies as well are talking about your own health.
Yes.
Okay, they're giving you healing. They're looking after you as well, you know.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I want to sort of say that night seems very quiet for you, but it's very peaceful as well. So it's a very nice time for you, although it seems a little bit quieter than normal. Are you in a rush to do something? I'm being told you want to get things done fairly quickly.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah?
Yeah.
Because these two want to seem to rush to get to you to kind of tell you to enjoy things, not to rush things.
Yeah, I can understand that. Yeah.
Good. It's difficult to make these two apart because they sound very similar, you know, very, very similar voices. But I want to talk about, are you staying in too much?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to try and encourage you to go out a bit more. Not saying every day, but just out a bit more.
Right, oh, thank you.
And annoy the neighbours more.
Yes, love that.
I don't know what... I could sense there was a joke with that one, but I don't know what that one is about. But I can sense there's a niceness to that. So I'm not suggesting you go out and annoy your neighbours at all, but it's a nice joke with that. There's I seem to get a connection with a ball of wool. What's the ball of wool with you?
I'm crocheting.
Ah, right, fantastic. So they're both watching you at the time that you're doing this then. That's fantastic. And it's patience that you need.
Yes, true. I need loads of them. Yeah.
Do you know what they're both telling me? That you're a very lovely lady. You've got a heart of gold. And both of them have got a lot of time for you. Your father seems to be here as well.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get with him, I have a very strong man, actually, a very strong, determined man who would have worked very hard for what he got.
Yes.
Very hard. I don't know why he's rubbing his head, but he's rubbing his head. So either he's showing off his hair. He's got hair, he's saying. So was he receding in later life? Was his hair going?
Yeah,
I think that's what he's polishing his head, but he's showing you he's got hair now. I've got a man as well with a sense of humour, a nice sense of humour, but one that you would have to know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I get the sensation of him as well that you must have been young when he passed.
Yes.
Yeah? Because yes. He's followed you and he's watched you grow.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about you on a bicycle whistling. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Everywhere you went, you whistled, so.
Yeah. I can whistle.
Okay. Well, that's fantastic. And it's not simple things to you make a difference. If somebody says they're going to do something, it makes a difference to you. He's the same. He is a man who, you know, he adores you, absolutely adores you. He keeps telling me your shoes don't fit.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
He's got a lot of cheeky things he's talking to you about, you see.
Yeah.
Very, very nice man. There's a family. There's like a family group coming together to sort of say hello to you. Okay. So you're not alone, and you need to know that. You need to know that he in particular likes to. You sing? Did you sing as well, or was he the singer? Who's the singer?
Me.
You? Do you still sing?
No. Well, to myself, yeah, but not to anybody else now.
All right, yes, I know what it's like, don't worry. I'm exactly the same. But he can hear you. Do you know when your voice, when you speak and when you sing, he's a lot stronger with you when he moves forward. Okay,
right.
Listen, the man would love to have done a lot more for you in life.
Right.
But he's making up for that now in spirit times, because in life he was very busy. He had to go about a bit, trying to do things, try to get things organized.
Yeah.
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 And I have, is it you or him? Has the red cheeks?
Me.
It's you with the red cheeks, right? Yeah. He actually thinks you're very cheeky anyway, you know.
I am.
You're so nice, you get away with it.
I am cute.
You know, Alicia, it's been absolutely lovely to talk to you. Your father is a very, very nice man. And I can tell with him, there's a lot of air around him. So he's got a very nice, lively way. And you're going to have a similar way. You're going to be very nice and lively and very perky with people.
Yes, I'm always that like that.
Yeah, and you always see the better side of things as well, which is nice, okay? Now, I don't know where there's a cross, whether there's a cross in the house or whether you've got a cross near you, but it is a very strong sign, a very strong symbol.
I have a cross.
Fantastic, because he's talking about this cross as giving you some strength, okay? And you need that strength.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just bear in mind one thing, you're very, very well protected. This is a man who would jump to your side very quickly.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, here's a question to ask you. When you were little, can you remember blowing raspberries at him?
Oh.
Yes?
Oh, you shouldn't say that.
He remembers. He remembers.
Oh, God.
You were being cheeky.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my.
It's
caught up with me.
he's got a very... Do you know, every time he shows me a picture of you, you seem to have a hat on your head. I've seen two or three different hats, so you presented yourself well, and you still do, which is really lovely. But the two ladies have brought your father forward. That's what they've done.
Yeah, and do you know those two ladies?
They're very close.
My nanny and my auntie.
Oh, well, do you know they were like sisters, and they still feel like that?
Yeah, they were like sisters.
Yeah, and they've got a very, do you know, in spirit world, they're causing havoc because they're taking over everything.
that don't surprise me.
Yeah. What you can't see is I've had to stand up off my chair because they got me to stand up while they sat down. That's out. They're a bit bossy, but I quite like that from them. I think they're lovely, and I think you're of a very similar way. You've got a very nice way about you. It's cheeky but lovely.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, Alicia, I'm going to leave you with that. Is that all okay?
Yeah, that was brilliant. Thank you very much.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Just bear in mind one thing, that, like I said, tonight you're going to have a very busy house because they're going to come over and say hello.
That's all right, I don't mind.
Well, that's good.
I'll go and put the kettle on for them.
Well, certainly for your father, definitely, yes.
Well, put it this way, my kettle keeps turning on and off and anyway.
Right, well, there you go. There's the sign. That's what they're doing to you. They're making sure you know that that's what they want. They want from you. But they're also telling you as well to sit down and rest a bit.
Oh, I know.
Yeah?
You know, Ralph, I'm going to interrupt, Ralph, but I must say, when, you know, I've been to Alicia's home, and she never puts the kettle on, you know, enough times, Ralph, and that's why the spirit keeps putting her kettle on, to say...
Oh, you liar. I always make you cups of tea. You have ham sandwiches, everything.
That's rubbish, Ralph. Ralph, you wouldn't believe it, mate. I have to ask for a cup of tea after 3 hours.
You can see why I said she was a cheeky lady, because her father was telling me what she was like.
Ralph, with that again, another amazing reading. But Elsie, that's just a few to understand. Next time I'm down, you must give me tea on arrival, and then you know, as it comes, you know.
Well, you're not
going to
get no chocolate either now.
Elsie, thank you very much for calling. You know, I do love you, Linge, I really do. But remember, download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. I say thank you very much for calling in.
Okay, thank you, darling.
Elsie.
Bye.
You know,
Ralph, another lovely reading. It really was fantastic. Well, Ralph, you put your feet up for 5 minutes there, and I'm going to go to area code 716 and say hi, area code 716. Can I take your name there, please?
My name is Audrey.
Audrey.
Yes.
Okay, Audrey, can I ask you where you're calling from?
New York.
Okay, wonderful. And what was the reason that you called in for?
I wanted to see where my relationship, my love life with this man, Sean, is going, see if it's moving forward, commitment level.
Okay. Audrey, I will say to you first before we start that, you know, our forte here at Mike Spirit FM is to link to the spirit world, to give you evidence that there's life after death, okay? If that information comes through, I will certainly give it to you, but our primary thing here is... the continuation of life. So if that's okay, Audrey, I'll go into that and see where we go. Is that okay for you?
Sure, whatever you get.
Okay, perfect. Because I know that instantly, see, that there's a gentleman that connects you with me. And I know that this gentleman is a very, let's say, a forceful kind of a man when he was yours. Because I know that he wants to push his way forward. Because it's like, out of the way, it's my turn. He wants to push everybody to a side there. Because he feels it's his duty to be here with you at the moment there, Audrey. I know that he would be a man that was very protective in his ways when he was here with us, a man that would look after his family no matter what when he was here with us, because I believe always like to look after my family. I know that he would come through very much towards your dad's side of your family, because I'm feeling I want to be pulled towards your dad's side. I do feel as if I wanted to say to you that this gentleman would have... certainly I'm aware that he's laying down before he passed on to the spirit world, so I know that he would have spent the latter part of his years there either lying down in a hospital bed or to a bed in his home there or something, because I know I'm aware I'm lying down with him. Do you understand of this man there?
Yeah, it could have been my grandfather.
Okay, bless his heart. And if I am with your grandfather, would I be right in saying it to you that your grandmother must have passed on before your granddad, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, bless his heart. So I know I've got your granddad that comes closer to me. And, you know, your granddad just wants me to fold my arms and just, you know, as like a stubborn person would. I'm not saying that he was stubborn, but let me put this around you, that you can be quite stubborn yourself in your character-wise there, Audrey, is that right?
Yes.
And if I said to you that, you know, there's nothing wrong with being that way, you know, obviously we are the way, or makes us who we are is what we are, isn't it? But he makes me aware to say that the more stubborn you are, okay, it's like, you know, I know why he tells me this. You feel this relationship that you feel as if it's like being pushed away there. You feel as if it's gone cold for some reason. Do you understand of this?
Yeah, I can understand that.
Okay, so because he makes it aware that where you are pushing a little bit, he's pushing a little bit. It's like, you know, I want to get your heads and bang them together. And I know that's why he makes it aware of, I want to bang your heads together and like try and make some sense out of this. Because at the moment, it seems as if there is no sense. There is kind of no point to be aware of where you're being right now, because two stubborn people, it's very difficult, isn't
right.
it?
Right.
Okay,
yeah,
and I know that's what he brings forward there from the spirit world for you to understand. So maybe of what I need to say that you is like, you know, let's give a little, and I don't mean financially, but let's just give a little there of ourselves, and then if he gives a little of ourselves, then there's a good starting point, isn't it? Do you understand of where I'm coming from there?
Oh yes, definitely.
Okay, so once we, because I know if we go back to the beginning of our relationship, it was very, very fast moving, should we say. Do you understand of this?
Oh, definitely.
And, you know, it was exciting, wasn't it? And I believe that certain element of excitement is gone. There's like no spontaneous things going on there. It's like it's become very, I don't want to use the word boring because that's wrong, but I know that I have to say that. Do you understand of this?
Definitely, yes.
Okay. See, because I know that that's the way that we are, or that's where we are in life at the moment. And I believe, see, that the more that our guards are up, because I know that you've been here before, you've been hurt before in the past, and your granddad makes you aware of where you've been hurt. This is the reason why you put your guards up, because you've been hurt, and you feel, well, I'm not going to let nobody else hurt me again. And that's why the defense, the guards come up. Is that right?
Oh, yes.
Who's the lady when she passed? She did go in a hospital, because I'm aware that there's a lady here as well that's with you. When she passed, she was in the hospital because she makes her way. She was undergoing the tests when she passed. So they didn't know what was quite wrong with her, but they was pulling her through the tests to find out what was wrong with her when she passed. Because she says to me they didn't actually get to know what was wrong with me, what they was dealing with, until I passed home to the spirit world. I believe that this lady comes towards your mum's side of your family, because I know she sits there towards your mum's side. I know that she makes me aware, as she sits towards your mum's side, I feel I could be like very motherly feeling here with her. So do you understand of this lady there for me, Audrey, in the spirit world?
Possibly, yes.
Okay, and you know, I believe in some way that as this lady comes closer to me, that she makes you aware that you would have lost a bit of weight before she passed on to the spirit world as well, because I know I'm aware that there's a certain amount of weight that I would have lost before I passed home to the higher side of life there. Does that tie with the lady that you're thinking of there?
Yes.
Okay, bless her heart, because I know that you stepped forward here from the spirit world, and I believe that she comes to just put a bit of order on this communication, not from the spirit world, but to yourself. And she says there to me, you know, that she was very similar to yourself in her character, they're quite stubborn. I wouldn't give an inch, if anything. She was very stubborn. She was very much to the point, very direct in her ways. And I believe that that's the way she would have been when she was younger. So is that right with the lady you're thinking of there?
Yes.
Okay. See, because she tells me then, I don't mean to laugh, I do apologize for her, but she says this to me about, you know, you get in there, girl, and you sort this thing out once and for all, and don't let nobody walk over you, because she wouldn't have allowed that in this life when she was here with you, for yourself. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, trying to tie the two of them together. Okay, what I want to say to you is the advice of the two of them, particularly to do with this relationship, you stand your ground, but you know, it doesn't hurt to let your defenses down a little bit. Not everyone is the same. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
Okay, now, see, even though that, see, these two have come close to you, now, you have become aware of things happening in your home there of late, haven't you?
Yes.
And, you know, it's like they keep seeing flashing and moving, like objects, not, you know, big things, but like a shadow that keeps going past you is the right word to describe it. Do you understand of this?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Because I've been told it's like the beginning. It's the beginning of your awareness. Let that grow. Let it grow. Let it flourish to something beautiful. And I know that once it does grow into something beautiful, a connection to you, to the spirit world, will be absolutely amazing. Audrey, I want to say that to you, thank you very much for calling in. Did that reading help you a little bit there?
Oh, yes, it did. Thank you so much.
No problem at all. The pleasure is all ours. Remember, Audrey, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I'll say thank you very much for calling in there.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay then, Ralph. Ralph, tell me more of where people can get information about the Psychic Rendezvous there.
Okay. The Psychic Rendezvous site is actually called psychicrendezvous.co.uk. And when you get on the first page, it's lovely. It's well spread out, but there are various sections inside there which will take you to the various parts of the actual shows themselves, from seeing exhibitors through to buying tickets for the shows or buying tickets to stay for the whole weekend. But it's psychicrendezvous.co.uk.
Okay, perfect. And I know that we've already had communication there from a psychic biker. You never know. Watch this space, Ralph.
Absolutely. Fantastic. The more the merrier.
And, you know, I know Kelly's put all those links in the chat room there, a link to your Facebook page, a link to the Psychic Rendezvous page there. So thank you very much to Kelly for doing that, you know. She's like my right-hand girl, my man. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, that's fantastic. Great news.
And girl. Absolutely perfect. Thank you, Kelly. So before we go back to the phone lines, I know that we briefly spoke about you, Ralph, about being on the BBC and stuff there. Do you want to let our listeners know of how you became to be on the BBC and for what?
Yes. There's a man out there called Steven Spielberg.
Oh, is that that famous guy?
That's the same guy. Here's the strangest conversation in the world. I'm sitting in an office. I get a phone call. A guy rings me up and says to me, I believe you've got a house in the UK which has got a few problems in it and you're going to sort it out. And I said, yes. And he said, can you describe it to me? And I said, I gave him the description. And it turned out to be Steven Spielberg's film crew. And Steven himself then made a phone call to come out and actually film what I was doing.
Okay.
That film then, that documentary, I should say, turned into what everybody out there will know as the Monster House. It's a kids' animated film.
Is that the same film that I've got down by there that the kids like to watch in the front cover, Ralph? You can turn a bit at the front cover and it goes to different scenes in the film. Is that the same?
It is. That's the one. There's also a 3D version that where you actually move the cover, the house actually gets up and moves. The three kids in it get involved in this property, and toward the end of it, it gets up and runs after them.
So this the same film that my kids say, Dad, can we watch that film? And I say, which film is that? The House. And I'm like, okay, let's watch that one. One with Steven Spielberg. That's the same film, Ralph?
It's the same film. It's called Monster House. It's a kids' film, yeah. It's a true story in the UK, although the house doesn't get up. But there was a property. It's had 30 years' worth of ghostly activity. It's caused no end of hassles with the family. They asked me in. I knew nothing of the property, but realised when I got there that it needed sorting. So I went in. We found a body in the cellar, which I told them about, which Neil, who owns the property, laughed his head off when I said there's a woman buried in the floor. Neil being Neil, got a big jackhammer, an electric jackhammer out, and dug into the floor, and bingo, we found a body. And that's what Stephen's crew and everybody couldn't believe was a film they'd made up actually was a real story in the UK. And that house used to steal property from you, burn stuff. The kids would find their toys melted in a cooker. In the house itself was a big chandelier, and they would lock the doors at night and come back in the morning, and there'd be all the garden plants in the chandelier. They would go to bed at night and wake up in the morning with a bedroom table, with a table on their bed, or a table from downstairs on the bed. Credit cards missing, keys disappeared, arguments appeared, all sorts.
Wow, can you imagine if your keys were missing, Rolf, or if they nicked your credit cards?
Yeah, here's the story. He had to go to the bank three times because on three occasions his credit cards ended up in the microwave, burnt. In the microwave. They would end up in the microwave of the house, all charred and burnt. Now, he would lock them in a safe, and there's only him that knew the electronic key.
And then they end up in the microwave, all charred and burnt.
Yeah. I could list. But Stephen came over, and of course that, because of what I did and helped the family, we cleared the property. We got to the bottom of it. And there was a nice resolution at the end. That's when the BBC and the local newspapers and everybody else got hold of me and said, what else do you do? And hence the reason why I appear on TV, do stage shows, and now run this huge conference.
Perfect. Perfect. So you know, it's not something that's just come there overnight. There's something you've worked hard at, Rolf, and something that, the evidence that you bring and what you've already given tonight is, I must say, second to none.
Mm-hmm. I think most people know that when I get going, I have a lot of passion and enthusiasm for it, and I just love this side of things. I've been doing this, Mike, since I was 6 years of age, and I've just turned the half century, so that just shows you how long I've been doing what I do.
I don't mean this disrespectful, Rolf, but it shows that that you still have the same passion now.
Yeah.
As you always did, because I remember I was saying to Kerry earlier on, the first time I seen you work, and you stood up on the stage there, and I don't mean to laugh, but he was just stood there. Next thing it's like as if he was like wanting to fight, and come on, stick him up. And I couldn't help myself but laugh, but I didn't. Well, it wasn't the only one, Rolf. Everyone laughed as well.
And the reason why I'm known for doing what I'm doing, I'm very, very unusual, Mike. As you've seen my stage show, when I get up, if the spirit says to me, Rolf, can you dance? I'll basically in my head, I'll be going, what sort? And they will say, well, let's do an Irish jig, so I'll do that. Or they may say, like you saw, I picked up on a boxer and he was saying, come on, let's fight everybody. And so therefore I do that.
Yeah.
It's the mannerisms. And I often say to people, and you know very well, when I work, I can't sit still. Even now I'm pacing in the room I'm in.
Yeah.
I can't sit still. Spirit get me to move and they physically ask me to do things. And I often say to people, when I'm doing readings with you or talking to you, watch me.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I never know what I'm doing. And I get many, many people saying to me, oh, my God, Dad used to do that, or my mum would twist around like this. Or
Rolf, when I'm working, the spirit will tell me to do things, and I refuse. Because when I can't sing, I really can't. It's painful. Even though I won a competition year on Mike Spirit FM with a sing-off, but I really generally think I can't sing. So I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what song I'm supposed to be singing, but I wouldn't do it. And dance, Rolf. I can't dance. I really can't. And I think if I was on a stage trying to dance, I'd probably fall off and land on my head or something. But I must say, when you work, it's humorous, and it draws people in, and it's an interesting way, and it shows because of the evidence that you bring forward there, that life is eternal is absolutely phenomenal. It really is.
And it's a wonderful way, and I feel very privileged, and I'm being true. I feel very, very privileged to be able to do this, and to think that I'm doing something in life that not only do I enjoy, but I see others enjoy it as well. Even though I do make a complete idiot of myself many, many times, I don't mind. You saw me do the Elvis thing. Can you remember the?
Yes.
I went to the station. Well.
And that was just got that image in my mind.
It stuck in my mind as well, because I argued with myself for ages saying, I can't do that, man, that's impossible. But I had to in the end. But it did prove right. The guy who I talked to, that's what he did. So there you go. You see,
you know, it's fantastic, because, you know, when people, you know, look back and they think, yeah, that's exactly how my mum or my dad was.
Yeah.
So doesn't that just prove perfectly to everyone and to us as well? You know, that of what we're doing is 100% from the spirit, through a spirit, to a spirit. And that's what, to me, it's what it's all about. Ralph, I could speak to you for hours. I really could, because I know you're such an interesting man. But we have got a full list in front of us. We've got call after call after call. And we've only got literally 36 minutes left of the show.
Okay.
I can't believe where the time has gone. I have to go to a music break, because I know that my producer is screaming at me again. So let's go to this one and... well, enjoy it, because I know that you are going to enjoy this one, Ralph. So if you're going to dance, you're going to dance to this one.
Thank you.
We don't have to worry about nothing, cause we got the fire, and we're burning one hell of a something. Some out of space, light it up. Like we're the size of the human race, human race. When the lights fade down, they don't know what they heard. Like the marsh fades out, giving love to the world. We'll be raising our hands, shining up to the sky. Cause we got the fire.
Let it burn, burn, burn. We gonna let it burn, 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 burn. We gonna let it burn, 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 burn. When your eyes fade down, they will know what they heard. Shut the fire.
Well, Ralph, did you dance away to that one?
Yeah, I know I was actually. Yeah, sorry.
I thought you would have been, Ralph, because you know, I'm sure that's the one that you were thinking about off air, wasn't it?
It was. Yes, it was. Absolutely, it was.
I thought so. Yeah. Because you know, I recognised what you said. You know that one with blonde hair, and I was thinking,
Jessie J. Yeah.
There's lots of ladies with blonde hair. That wasn't Jessie J, mind.
No, I was thinking of that one. Sorry, yeah, go on.
Never mind.
Okay. I'm only kidding you. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay, Ralph, I believe it's your turn, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay, we have a gentleman that's been on hold, actually, from the beginning, the word go. Bless his heart. Again, I know who this one is, so I'm going to just bring him straight on. It's Paul. Here's Ralph. Ralph, there's Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Hello, Ralph. Hello, Ralph. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Okay,
thank you. Paul, where are you?
Eastbourne, down south.
Are you in? Oh, lovely place, lovely place. Okay. Is there a question you want to ask, or?
No, just seeing what you get for me, please.
Right, okay. Paul, I get the feeling, before we start anything here, that you're a travelling man. You're moving around a lot because your energy is quite... a high energy, but I get the feeling as well from you that there's been a high and a low very quickly, just recently as well.
Travelling I was doing, but not now.
Right, okay. It's just a sensation I'm getting from that. There seems to have been what I call a shock to the system, so somebody's passed away fairly quickly.
Recently?
Yes, it seems quite close as well. If you just bear with me a minute, I tell you what I do feel around you are young energies. So you have a very easy way about life. So you'll accept things quite quickly.
Yes.
Yeah. And you'll take on board. Yeah, you kind of take on board things. I also get the feeling as well from you that you're not one of these that would just rush out and decide on something. Decisions are made with you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And here's something. I have a mother with you. Your mother.
My mother's still here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Did she's staying with you? Is she living with you? Is she near you all the time?
No, she lives in her own house.
Right. Why is there such a closeness to your mother at the moment?
She's ill.
Right, okay. It's only a sensation I'm getting because I've got this connection through to you. Your mind must be wandering all over sorts of places. I'll tell you what the hard part is here. I have three different energies with me. And they're almost three different types of energy. I have a very elderly lady who did not look her age at all. And when she passed, would have not looked anything like the age she was. I've also got a very young lady here as well. And she feels very connected to you, almost like she knew you so well that it would either be a sister, a fiancé, or somebody like this who knew you. And then the third energy is actually a child.
Okay.
Okay. So, and it's the child I want to focus on for the moment.
Right, okay.
How it's connected to you, I don't know. Because you've not lost a child, have you, recently?
No.
Right. Where's the child wandering in from? This is a strange one because I feel as though... Are you working around children?
No.
There's definite children energies around you. Are you outdoor?
Sorry?
Are you outdoor?
What do you mean outdoor?
Are you outside?
No, I'm indoors. Why?
I have the strangest feeling with you, Paul, that you're outdoor. Have you just been... Right. Let me pull back on the first energy. Listen, here's what we've got. Yeah, here's what we've got. You are obviously a person that needs to be communicating with people. Okay?
Right.
Where
there's either miscommunication going on or there's a disconnection somewhere. I don't know how or where, but that's what's going on. Okay. Right. The lady that's with me is a very sprightly lady, a lady that would have worked quite a bit. With also very dark hair as well with her. And I would actually get on with things and very independent and would move around wherever I needed to move around to for work. Okay. She would have been a big influence on your life when you were a lot younger. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I kind of want to sort of say almost like another mother figure, if that makes sense. But it feels like I've listened to her and I've talked to her and she understood you.
I think you got my nan.
Okay. Now, listen, I don't know whether there's a lost child with your nan or whether there's a lost child around her, but the connection's there.
My mum did tell me she did lose a brother.
Right. Okay. So this is why I'm getting a very young energy coming around you. And it's like a free spirit. She's very much like that, you know. Very very much one for wanting to get things done. In fact, so much so, I think you're at a point now where you're fed up with things and you just want answers.
Yeah.
Yeah? And I think the frustrating thing is... Is that right? Yeah, because it feels like I'm at a point where I just want somebody to be straight with me and very... Even if it means being blunt, but just tell me.
Yeah. Doors are shut. Yeah? Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. And I think what we have to do with you, and all these three energies that are with me are saying the same thing to me, that it's time for you to break a few doors down. And I don't mean that literally, but what I mean is that you need to ask directly the type of questions you need answering. Okay?
Yeah.
Because
okay.
It feels like right now you need that.
Yeah.
Where's the mix up? Where's there been a big mix up? Where's things gone wrong or not gone right for you?
Don't really understand that. Mix up.
Yeah. Somebody or somebody's done something and it's caused a problem, but it was a kind of like a genuine mistake, but it's caused you a hassle.
Oh, someone took the money out of my account without my permission, yeah.
Right, okay. So, like I say, genuine mistake, but it's caused hassle. Now, what, in a way, some of this is pointing at you to sort of make you a bit more aware of your own circumstances. It feels like you're out doing other things for other people as well. So their time's taken up with you. Okay? Do you do puzzles? I'm getting the fact that you want to do puzzles, or you're working things out.
I can do for work things out, but I don't do puzzles.
Yeah, but you know, it doesn't necessarily mean puzzles as in jigsaw puzzle. As in, I mean, you know, somebody starts talking to you, you start to work things out. You're like, well, where's this going? What's happening with that? So you're going to kind of figure out with that.
To suss them out, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. What's the... Why do I feel with you I'm short of breath?
It's not... I'm unfit, but it isn't me.
Okay, I didn't mean it that kind of way, but I'm short of breath. There's just shortness of breath with you.
No, not with me, it's not that.
Right. It feels very, very close to you. Do you know what? Everything's aimed at you, not your mother. I know there's concerns
like
around her. Sorry?
You said I've got my father breathing. That ain't me.
Oh, right. Oh, right. Okay. Are you two very similar?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. He's with you.
Right. Like for like, as we go. Yeah. Again, this is the character I want to talk about. Having very straightforward questions. You know. Listen. I get the feeling with him. No, it's with you. I'm going to go with where I'm going with this. With you, there's confusion around you at the moment. Somebody's confusing you. Don't mean me, but it feels like there's something around you where we need to sort things out quickly.
Yes. Yes, yeah? I said doors are being closed. I don't know which way they go.
Right. Don't just because somebody shuts a door, you want the answer for it. You want to know why. You need to know.
No, I'm not interested. I'm not interested in door being shut. I just want another door to get... I'm as interested in where to go to walk through the open door.
Right. What in spiritual terms, what I tend to sort of say, there's one door shuts, another one opens. But sometimes you need to. But sometimes you need to look at the door that's shutting to say why. You know,
I've asked that question.
Okay. You will get answers. Listen, Paul, my lights in this house have just flashed completely. They've gone on and off.
I've got the answers. I did get the answers. Why?
Right, good. Then you need to act on them. Time is of essence. You shouldn't sit still.
Yeah, I can put it. Spirit showed me the true colours.
Okay.
Put it that way. Okay. And they do what you do, and they're not. Oh, can't say. They just show me their true colours. They are not what they're supposed to. They ain't what they are
supposed to be doing.
Yes.
Right. Listen.
So
what
they
we need
push
to do...
me away from it.
Right. Sometimes this happens, and it happens to the best of us, where we have to take a step backwards and just sit for a moment and think. And what I said to you earlier on about having puzzles and having patterns around you is that's what they're asking you to do. You need to just take a step back and sometimes maybe go a different direction. Okay? And your father would have been a man to want to get things done and get them done now, impatient.
Yeah.
Okay. And what I want to say to you is that we need to learn from this sometimes and say, hang on, I just need to take a step back. But wherever you are, you need space, because this is the feeling I got very early on, that you're outdoors. You need space. You just need some time. Too many questions can sort of lead to confusion. And sometimes when we get that in our lives, we have to take a step back and say, hang on. Let's just think settled, you know?
Yeah, they're settled. So that's one.
Yeah.
I understand where you're coming from. It's where I've got to go now.
Are you bothered? Right. Where we should go now is this. I'm going to go back to what you used to do, which is you're travelling around. You need to uproot yourself for a short length of time and take yourself out of that environment you're in. And even if it upsets people around you, you need to just be able to say to somebody, no, I'm not doing that today. I'm going to do this for me now, just for a day or 2 days or whatever, where you take yourself away from it, because it'll settle you down. It'll put you back in order. Because I do feel around you, with the spirit energies and everything that's around me, the sensation I've got is this disorganization. Something's not quite right.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But it's down to you, Paul. It's down to you to take a step back. And I'll tell you, your father is a very clever man, you know, very direct.
Oh, yes.
When he says take a step back, he means take a step back.
Yeah,
don't rush
a step
it.
Back. I have done that. I've done all that, what you said. I've already done that.
And you're missing. Are you missing the signs? Are you missing the connections?
There's no connection. There's no signs. This is what I'm banging my head against a brick wall about.
Right. Then we need to take a different tack. You need to pick a pen up and you need to write your thoughts down. Often, when, and if, I know I've slightly gone off the factor talking to spirit for a moment, but just to talk to you, sometimes we need to put down on paper how we feel, what's going on, and what your thoughts are. And so, and what you need to do is have like three bits of paper: what you feel's not right, what you feel's a bit strange, and what you feel's positive. What you'll see in the end of this is your path, because it'll appear to you, because you'll just look and think, oh, well, look, that's what I should have been doing. And it's often it's in front of us. Okay.
Yeah,
where's there a Janet?
A Janet?
Where's there a Janet name?
That's my ex, years and years and years ago.
Right. Okay. Again, it's this strange feeling. So, again, I don't want to go into back histories on things like this, but often sometimes what's in the past can climb forward to us. So, are you in a dark place? Is there like no lights on in the house, or is it dark?
No.
It's really, Paul, this is a wonderful experience for me because I'm getting some strange feelings, and it's really nice because what I can say to you is this. Well, I know it's weird, but I mean, I could probably keep you on here for a little while, but I don't particularly want to too long. But listen, it feels like there's a light going to ping on around you that's just suddenly going to look and think, oh my God, was it that simple? There are a lot of simple, easy things around you. Your dad is always saying to me the same thing. It's easy. It's straight in front of you. It's straightforward. But you don't need to overthink it. You don't need to over-question it. Because I feel
that
you've gone into this. Yeah? You've gone into that mode of question.
No, I've stepped away from all that now.
Right.
I've stepped away, as you're saying, I've done all what you've said. Now I'm waiting to go forward. But there's nowhere to go. That's the thing.
Right.
There is somewhere to go, but I've got to be there at the right time, the right place, to walk through that door.
Right.
If you
and
see
do
what
you
I
not
mean.
Feel, do you, so, what you, what you, so it's yourself that doesn't feel like you're ready for doing that, or do you feel like you're ready for doing it?
I'm ready to do whatever, but it's like I need to be at the right place, or be told to go somewhere where I can meet the person or meet someone or do something or whatever to go through that door, or that door will open and say, right, this is it, I can walk through it or something. You know what I mean? I'm tingling there. Yeah, spirit. I was right. It's somewhere where I've got to walk through for someone to give me an opportunity or speak to someone, or they put me into contact with someone else that can open this door.
Right.
Because where I am now, there's nowhere I can go because, as I said, spirit have opened my eyes to certain things around here where I can't go because it's wrong. So I've got to go where there's positive, nice people who do what we sort of like to do, but put me in the right direction to do it properly.
Yeah.
But I've stepped away from it, as you said. I've done all that in the last 3 months. I've stepped away from it, and I've left it alone.
I'm going to come back to what I said to you very first, which was there's a sensation of travel. Sometimes when I say step away from something, it can literally mean step away from the environment you're in. You can take it somewhere else. And sometimes just by traveling to meet, I don't know, another group of, whether it's psychics or whether it's a clairvoyant group, whatever, but if you go and meet another section, a different type, you get a completely different feel. Yeah?
That's it. That's it. Bang on.
Yeah? And that's what you need to do. It's because sometimes...
That's it.
Okay? And that's what I'm going to ask you to do, because your father, very, very straightforward. It's just... sometimes the answers are in front of us. We just don't see it sometimes, that's all. It's just out your environment. Get out of that environment. The environment you're in, just get out of it. Yeah.
I can't see where to go, though.
Travel. Yeah?
And I've got to travel, but I don't know which direction.
Well, Paul, I can tell you exactly which direction we're to go.
Well, Wales.
Next week. Next year, Second Rendezvous, where you'll be able to meet Ralph, where you'll be able to meet me, and where they will be able to be like-minded people, they will be able to give you that direction where you're looking for.
Yeah.
Hey
there, Paul.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Paul, there are some very, even just in your little area, around Torquay and around there, there are some very good mediums, there are some very good groups that go on down there. And sheer fact that you've come on here today,
Ralph,
and talked to us.
Yep. I'm about 300 miles away from Torquay.
I do apologise. I've just realised where you're from, Eastbourne. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, near Brighton.
I'm in the wrong area. But, you know, even that area down there, there are still some very good areas, but you can come out of it, you know. But it's taking the time to do it, Paul. That's what it is. But I can
trying
tell
to
you
find
this
the right one.
Your father, a very dominant character, and he will keep things very clear. But one thing I'm going to tell you he's saying is to keep things simple.
Simple is the best way of doing it, yeah.
Yeah? And just go on your gut instinct. If you jump in a car and say, right, where am I going? And you think, well, do I go left or do I go right? It's not working. What you need to do is just sit there and go, I'll go left. And take it. You know? And they'll lead you back. And they'll bring you back. And often, sometimes, we do need this. I know where you've been, I know where you are, because I've been there. You just literally need to take a step out and say, right, I need to get somewhere else, with somebody else, somewhere else.
Okay?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
But that's down
yeah.
to your father. That's down to your dad. Yeah?
Okay.
Has it helped, Paul? That's the main thing.
So-so.
Yeah?
Yes
you,
and
listen,
no.
Listen, you need... I'll point it back at you. You need to take the steps. You need to do it. You need just need to get out of that environment you're in.
Yeah. Someone starts offering me to go on platform with them at Christmas.
Right.
They want
then
me
do
to,
it,
to...
but don't think about it. Do it and don't think about it. Just do it and stand up and go on it. Just do it.
Okay.
Yeah?
I'll do it.
Just
yeah.
do it. And don't ever fear about making a mistake or not feeling right, because that's part of a growing journey that every psychic has to take, every medium has to take. You have to do it. The beautiful thing about doing this is there isn't a medium out there that's 100% accurate. Okay? What they do is they rely on how they communicate and how they feel. And because of that, it makes them stronger.
Right, okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Get up to my show and I'll talk to you. Flipping heck, I'll sit with you and send you a few ideas and things.
Okay.
No problem.
I've had you on Facebook anyway, so we have a chat.
Right, do that and I'll chat to you. Make yourself known
yeah.
to me, Paul, and we'll
sit
and I'll send you a fair few little things you can try out.
Lovely, thank you, Ralph.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
All right, mate,
yeah.
no problem. No problem at all.
Thank you.
No
and thank you, Mike.
Paul, thank you,
Gary.
Remember, download that in the Mike Spirit FM network, and we'll say thank you very much for calling, and we'll speak to you soon.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, thank you, thank you so much.
Bye
love and love to your family as well.
Thank you, Paul. Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay there, Ralph. Well, listen, Ralph, we've got literally 10 minutes left of the show, and I do have something else up my sleeve for you.
Here we go. Yeah, go on.
And it's another reading.
Okay.
So do you mind if we take this? It's going to be the last caller. Because we do literally have 10 minutes left of the show. So let me just bring in my next caller here to you and say hello, Kerry. This is Ralph, and Ralph, this is Kerry.
Hiya.
Hi, Kerry. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. And you?
Lovely accent, by the way.
Thank you.
So, you need a reading?
Yeah, please.
Listen, let me tell you something really nicely. I don't know, obviously I don't know you, but what I can get from you is this. I have to describe, I'm 6 foot six odd tall, 6 foot three odd tall. There's a little lady with me, okay, who if I put my elbows on her, I'll lean on her, and she's with you,
yeah.
okay? And I'll tell you what I like about her is, she's one of these that would fuss about the way you are, what you do,
yeah.
okay? And she says sometimes that you can be too careful.
Yeah.
Yeah? So sometimes you can hold back on things and not come out with it. Now, I don't mean you should start screaming and yelling at anybody, but you should be able to just speak what you feel is free. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay? Now, here's something else with you. She is such a sweet lady that she's actually more concerned about your knees than anything else. So you must have creaky knees or they click or they do something.
No, but I broke them when I was younger.
There we go. Right. So this is what I'm saying with it. She's very, very, she's so sweet. And I say that to her because she's even trying to tell me to sit down and relax. But you are, there's more to you than meets the eye. Yes?
Yeah.
More things about you than most people would kind of give you credit for, really. Yeah? And I think you do need to have a bit more inside you to say, I'll just do this and I'm going to go for it, because she is of that ilk. She's a very hard-working lady, okay?
Yeah.
And I can, with her, I've got a lovely smile, lovely, and home cooking is something she loves. Okay? So home cooking is there. I've got a really lovely sensation of pies and things with her.
Yeah.
Were you out in the countryside when you were younger?
Possibly.
Yeah, because I feel like I'm out in the countryside. I feel like I'm out and about. I'm doing things. I don't know where kites have just come in recently, but where's the wind kites that you would put up into the sky?
Probably down the beachfront.
Right, okay. Listen, I don't know if you're working with tarot, but it does feel to me as though it's not needed with you.
I done them.
Yeah. You've come away from them then?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Right. Good. Because it's not needed with you. Okay.
Yeah.
Is there a deafness to one ear or something? Are you slightly... Can you not hear in one ear?
No, but I can take that.
Okay. Do you know what I find funny with her? She taps everything. She tap. So there's a nervous tap. Now, I don't know if you've got that as well, but it's with her, and it's distracting me. So I'm asking her just to calm down a bit, but tap. Who flicks the coins? Who's flicking coins?
I'm not too
plays with coins. I want to do like magic tricks with coins. Is it an uncle?
Possibly. I'm not too sure.
Like I want magic with you. Okay. Colour. I want to throw colour at you as well. There are oranges. There are reds. There are thrown at you to be... I don't know whether you wear very bright colours, but it does feel as though I want to throw colour at you as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah?
Yeah.
Mary?
I'm not too sure.
Right. I have a Mary. Mary. Now, sorry, I'm having to, I'm bending over. I don't know why I'm bending over. Do you?
It's probably because I'm bent over as well.
Oh, is that what you're doing? I'm mimicking you then. I'm awfully sorry. Let me stand upright again. Right, that's fine. There's a gentleman with me now. And I have to tell you this much because it's making me laugh because he burps quite loudly. Okay. So I I've got a feeling that you're not afraid to do that. So it's kind of an expression of kind of I'm here.
Yeah.
I also want to sort of you twiddle with your hair as well. He keeps telling me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a thing you do. There's a constant smile on your face. He sees as well. Okay, I want to talk about a doll as well with you. A doll that seems to sit with you as well.
When I was younger, yes.
Yeah, I almost feel like it's almost your size, you know. It was a fairly big doll.
Yeah.
Everybody's in a rush. Will you slow down?
I keep getting told that.
Yeah, you do need to slow down. It's not that there's nothing wrong in rushing. It's just both these two are actually saying to you to just take it easy. Yeah. Take it easy and be very, just let, it's kind of like let go, but just let the thing flow. Just
yeah.
Let the thing flow. This, I'm just aware of the time, so I'm really sorry, but she's got a, I'm going back to this little, I call her the little lady, now she's just thumped me because that's not what she is. I'm so tall, that's what it is. So she's got this way about her that she wants to sort of say something to you. There's a set of, I don't know whether they're rosary beads or whether they're beads or something that somebody's playing with.
I used to play with hers when I was younger.
Oh, fantastic, because I actually wanted to tell you that it was given as a present. I want to give you them as a present. If you haven't got any, get some.
All right.
It'll make a connection back to her, okay? Where's the strange animal?
Strange animal?
Aye. I seem to be looking at strange animals.
My kids.
Right. All right. Okay, we won't go down that route. It's just, I don't know what it is. There's a strange animal. I don't know whether it looks like a Tyrannosaurus Rex that's been bent out of shape or there's something weird going on, but it's with a plasticky thing.
I'm not too sure.
Right, it's okay. It's okay, don't worry. I can't think of what it is. It'll come to me once I'm off air. I'll probably write to you and let you know what it is, but there's an animal. Anyway, you see, I can feel like I'm rushing. I feel like I'm rushing, and that's you. Yeah?
So yeah.
I do need you just to slow down a bit. And she is definitely looking after you. Granddad is here. Right?
Yeah.
Granddad's here. Cheeky, chappy, completely.
Yeah.
Right? Very loving, very caring, very lot of time for you. Lot of time for you. Cards, Did you? Oh no, you've said that. Okay, sorry, it's okay. No, he played cards.
Them, they both did.
Right. Okay. You know, it's a relaxing thing. That's what it was about. Totally relaxing. Yeah. Listen. You just in life coming up to you is a case. It's a case of there's two things coming towards you very, very quickly where you need to grab hold of both opportunities. And what I'm going to tell you is both these two are saying the same thing to me. Take them. You might think that you might be out of depth or you might not be able to do them or it might seem a bit strange, but take them. Oh, I've been told there's 90 seconds left.
Yeah.
Can I leave you with that, Kerry? Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Listen, we'll chat later.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Okay, thank you, Ralph. As you hear, there is only 90 seconds left of the show. Ralph, what can I say? Absolutely amazing guest.
I've enjoyed it.
Thank you very much. Absolutely amazing medium for the spirit world. Come back on again.
Yes, I will do, Mike. Invite me back anytime you like, and we'll sort something out. We'll have a good long chat with everybody.
No problem at all. Ralph Keaton, you can find him on Facebook. You can find him in the chat room. On the website there of www.psychicrendezvous.co.uk. For me, it's good night, good day, wherever you are.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK time. We're the Fleet Manics, and we tune in every week.